Hello, thank you so much for holding. Am I speaking with Ernie?
Yes, you are. Can you hear me? Sorry about that. I was finishing up my breakfast and y'all caught me, but I just took one more bite. But yeah, this is Ernie though.
All right, perfect, perfect. Yeah, no, that breakfast, man, most important meal of the day, right?
I tell you what, I usually wake up at 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, but I guess after a couple hard weeks of working, I've been sleeping a little late lately. I'm not used to sleeping this long, but
right,
it is what it is.
Man, I'll tell you, I used to be a mover, and man, I worked for Costa Mesa Movers, and you work muscles like you didn't even know you had in your body when you're doing those jobs, man. Going up like a staircase with a couch, you know, like oh my goodness.
It's not for everybody, that's for sure.
That's for sure, man. But it could be very profitable. I understand you had a question about the website. To answer your question, with all our new business accounts, which you're obviously you're brand new, 1 month in, we include a custom Google compliant website at no additional charge.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you, I want you to kind of see what that will look like. Give me 1 second. This is a different industry, but it'll give you an idea of what it looks like. This is the landscaping industry. I just sent you that website link right now. Did you receive it?
Yeah. Let's see here.
Yeah, so if you click on...
Hold on. Oh, you sent it in a text message.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do I get these options to send these text messages with the link as well?
With your website? A good question.
Yeah.
You don't... we don't offer that. It's an added service. That we outsource to be able to do the text messages. I can definitely message my CEO and see exactly who we use, if that would help you, you know.
No, it's fine. I was just curious if that was part of it, if y'all did that. That would have been kind of neat, but
right.
It's all good.
I'll put it in the suggestion box, you know. But what we do is we market you, obviously in your industry, right, it's huge to be showing up on the first page of Google. So when somebody does a search for, like, movers near me, best moving companies, right, out-of-state moves, I'm not sure if you're doing storage, but the services that you provide, you'll show up as a top recommended option, and it'll have your website linked to your name and, most importantly, your phone number, right? So the website you see there, that lead generation box where it says request information, those leads are sent to you directly via text and email, and you don't pay per lead, okay? It's included in the service. And the photos you see...
Oh, yeah. So I don't pay for leads with your service, right, is what you're saying? That, like, they click on me, and I only pay for the ability for them to find me, but not once they find me.
Exactly. You get an unlimited
amount
of clicks and calls, and the way the leads come through... is they're going to call you directly, okay? So it's not like we send you the lead and you call them. They'll call you directly for the most part. With that lead box, though, on your website, that's when, like, some people just – they're working. They don't have time, right? They'll just put it in the lead box, and those will get sent to you where you would have to call them, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
The photos you see there are obviously of a landscaper. We're going to want to use, like, your pack jobs, your trucks, right, your logo, et cetera. We'll brand that online. Do you have your own truck?
I haven't even.
Are you renting?
Yeah, I have a truck.
Oh, you got
both.
Good. One truck.
I got one truck for, especially for long haul. I mean, I know the truck can handle, you know, driving 4 or 5 hours away, you know, but I just prefer not to put that many miles on my prime investment right now.
Yeah.
It's like my security, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly, man. You know, because, you know, it's an older truck. It's a good truck, low miles and all that. But, you know, I got to take every precaution I can right now as a small company until momentum is going. Because there's very little momentum right now. I'm just a little spark right now. I'm just trying to find some of those tree weeds to grow on, you know,
right.
Try to become a flame, so.
Well, that's how everything starts, right, with the spark, so.
Tree moth, yeah.
There, for sure.
Tree moss. I forgot what those things are called. Okay.
Let me get you into the right package. So do you, I see you don't have a business Facebook page yet. Is that correct?
I have a Facebook and it has my company and it has a couple of pictures on it. But to be honest with you, I really don't like social media that much.
Okay.
You know, I'm very busy. I don't have time for TV or social media really that much. And, you know, so I mean, I don't like messing with it, but you know, but I do know that it's a necessity. That we need something like that in modern business, so I want to have it, you know, on point.
And we help you with that too. So we're a partner not only to Google but a partner to Meta, formerly known as Facebook. So we bundle in with our packages a Facebook marketing campaign too. That's why I was asking you if you have a business Facebook page. So we'll be able to ramp that up for you. Okay. Now.
Nice.
Let me tell you how these rates work. Okay, first off, I want to let you know, Ernie, the major benefit to this position is that your category for moving just became available through our company for the San Antonio area. So we are filling it today. Once we begin working with you on the first page of Google, we're going to close your category off, meaning we will not work with any of your competitors. Does that make sense so far?
Kind of. I mean, San Antonio is pretty big.
Right.
So it might be like per zip code or something.
So it's actually a 50-mile radius max.
Wow.
On Google, there's only a limited amount of space on the first page of Google. So we only work with one company per industry in a targeted area. So we're not programming against ourselves and we're not taking money out of any of our clients' pockets. Just to clarify. Okay.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying. It's pretty interesting, you know, because, I mean, from my perspective, it's always like incentive, you know, so like in sales, if you get the customer to buy then and that, and then now, it's better than later. So everything that you're saying is kind of resembling this sort of like structure, which is good on a business perspective.
Sure.
But I mean, but I'm also trying to understand how y'all don't have a more diverse, you know, I guess, amount of people, businesses per area, you know. I mean, it makes sense, you know, have the person on the top. Mm-hmm. So y'all must have like so many y'all can use.
Yes.
And then after that, you just kind of, there's a space that opens, and this space might have just opened. Is that what you're saying, or?
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. So we have over 10,000 clients total. We service the whole U.S. and Canada for multiple industries, ranging from like salons to roofing contractors, right? So there's plenty of territory for us to program. But we're really strict. We even send you in writing. We only work with one company per industry in a targeted area. Okay?
I see. So what you're saying is the opportunity you're giving me here is pretty huge.
Yeah, it's definitely huge. So once we begin working with you, we just close off your territory within a 50-mile radius of the San Antonio area. For the moving for the moving vertical, if that makes sense. All right.
Now,
here's how our pricing works. Everything's set on a 2-month verbal commitment. Your pricing, though, will be a set flat monthly rate. So, again, there's no lead fees, click fees, call fees, no surprise charges at all. For the new in business rate, what we do is we waive your setup fee completely to get this started. And we reduce your monthly by 50%, this rate will never go up on you, bringing our base platinum program down to just $299 a month.
Okay.
Now, what that's going to include for your company, Ernie, is first page placement on Google for 15 keyword phrases. Are you already familiar up to speed with, like, what a keyword phrase is or means?
Like moving near me, and then they just search it, and then boom, I pop up on their phone.
That's exactly it.
I think.
Okay, now, where you're going to show, okay, is at the top of the page within the first three in the Google Maps section. Okay, what they're able to do is click the call or click to text you directly. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, what's included with this is we have to boost your online presence for you to show there. So we're going to be submitting you to a total of 60 directories, which will include, for example, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Facebook, even Amazon Alexa, literally all across the net. Now,
wow.
I always like to clarify to my clients, even though you're on all 60 of these directories, the majority of the calls or leads are going to be coming from Google and Facebook. Okay. Now, regarding Facebook, we're going to do a Facebook advertising plan for you. With the Facebook advertising, it does retargeting. So if somebody goes on Google and they type in movers, right, and they forget about it, they go to their Facebook page, you're going to show up on their feed, okay? Now, on their feed, they have three different options. They could click to see more info, which takes them to your website. They could click the message, which will be directly on Messenger, or they could click to call you. And I'm sure you see value in all that, right?
Absolutely. One of the things I would like, which I saw with your landscaping, your landscaping model, is the booking for later. You know, you can type in the lead box, you called it, I think. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, so you'll have a lead box. Is that a landscape website too? That's a current client too. So that's not just like it's an example of the website, but it's not just like a template, right? Like that's an actual client that's working with us right now. So it'll look pretty much the same with the website, except we can do your photos, obviously. We do have an option for payment integration too. It's at no additional charge, where your clients can pay directly on the website using any type of major credit card, Venmo, or PayPal. Okay?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be really awesome.
Yeah, and that's
I don't like having the issues right now, like when I'm trying to get a payment, and I'm trying these different payment methods, and one of them may be glitching or whatever, you know. I'd like something I can use that works a little better. AngieLead has AngiePay, and that's a little glitchy, to be honest.
Yeah,
sometimes they don't have Cash App or Zelle, or, you know, as a rule, I don't like taking checks. So that'd be awesome.
We do the same thing. We don't take checks here either. We used to, but then they bounce, and, you know. So I'll send you another website example. This is going to be it has the payment integration on it. Again, another
okay.
client. That way you can see what I'm talking about. But it's super easy.
Yeah.
They put the payment in, and they can select the payment method, and it goes directly.
I just bought around almost $1,000 worth of signs yesterday.
Oh wow!
You know, and I have so much money I spend on marketing. Mm-hmm. I wish you would have got me yesterday, and I would have just paid for this instead of the sign.
Right.
So I mean, I don't know how much time we have. I have to check my account, you know, because as long as we can do this and I can get some new customers, then we should be all right, you know. But I don't know if I have the $299.
Oh, got you. Yeah, the $299.
I got to check.
Startup. Yeah, because we have to
purchase
the domain, build out the website, pay Google on your behalf, and Facebook for the basic ads. Yes, sir.
And it's gonna be $299 every month.
$299 every month. That's a set flat monthly rate. Correct.
Okay. Now, if I did the Google has its own marketing, I think, don't they? When it comes to being up on the Google Maps and all.
So there's two.
They're a little cheaper, I think. I think they're a little cheaper than y'all, but with you, there'd be more hits. Is that something that seems about right, or?
No, let me explain it to you. So what we're doing here is we're having you targeted organically in the map section on the first page of Google. So we're helping you beat Google's algorithm to show up there. Google doesn't do that on their own. What they do have.
Oh, they don't?
Google Ads. No, they don't. They have Google Ads and Google Guarantee. We offer both of those programs. Google Guarantee is a pay-per-lead program, okay? Google Ads is a pay-per-click program. Are you interested in those services as well?
Ah, I see what you're saying. But strategically, the service that you're offering is not that those packages. You get is a better bang for the buck, you could say.
Big time, because you're getting organic traffic, meaning you're getting an unlimited amount of clicks and calls. Now, Google Guarantee is super popular. It's only been out a couple of years. That's a pay-per-lead program. But the benefit of those leads is they're only sent to you. And if you don't set an appointment with the lead, you're not charged for the lead.
Okay.
And then Google Ads is pay-per-click. You're charged per click regardless if you get a call or not, right? If they click on you, it charges from your Google Ads spend. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want more information on Google Guarantee?
I'll take information on everything you have to offer. Okay. And you can just, I guess, send me that, and then I'll look at it. But I am interested in your first offer, your 50-mile radius.
Right.
Show up number one. I mean, that's pretty awesome if that's the case, you know. I'm surprised that's even available. Someone else doesn't have that.
Guarantee the first spot, right? Like, so we get you on the first page of Google. There's three companies that show up in that section. So just to clarify, we're not running in the first spot, right? Yeah.
Okay. Just the first three top ones, I guess?
In the map section on the first page of Google, correct. Yeah.
Okay, so at least the first page.
You get the tracking system, you get the Facebook advertising. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. All good things. Those are all awesome things. And it's month to month? Is there like a discount if I pay for the whole year or something in that nature?
There is. So if you pay for the whole year, it's $2,500. We have a six-month prepay as well, which is at $1,300. And then we have a three-month prepay, which is at $800.
Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of 900, just save 100. Okay. Now, could I do the 300 for the first month? And then let's say I have a couple of jobs, and then I'm like, oh, hey, before the month is over, pay for the whole year or something in that nature?
Yes, sir. I have a lot of clients that do that. So you can start off month to month, and you can always upgrade to a six-month prepay, a three-month prepay, or a year prepay package. Correct.
Okay. And if I do upgrade, do I have to pay the whole upgrade price again, or does my first month go towards that?
Oh, you would have to pay the whole upgrade price, but basically, so let's say it's March 23rd, right? You do the $299 monthly.
Mm-hmm.
By April 23rd, you're like, hey, I want to go to the year prepaid. That would cover you for a full year. Does that make sense?
I see.
Yeah. So it doesn't.
Because then you're like,
yeah.
I see. But obviously, I could pay for it in advance for it to transition into the year.
Yes, sir. You can. Correct.
Okay. Interesting.
So let me get you everything in writing via email too. What's the best email address for you, Ernie?
It's going to be nationwide333moving@gmail.com. Is there any way you could bring this price? Yeah, it's 333. So nationwide, 333. I like threes. So.
Oh, got you. Got it.
Put threes in there.
333@gmail.com, right?
So it's nationwide333moving@gmail.com.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Moving at
gmail. No, it's all right. I was just trying to think in my mind, you know, what I could do with those threes. I like threes. Maybe I could use it for some sort of advertising later. I don't know. but yeah, I tried different names, and this one was available. So I was like, ah, all right. Nationwide Moving was already taken.
All right, so here comes the first email. It'll say Google and Facebook Marketing. That's for the base program that I just went over with you. I'm also going to send you another email, which will be titled Google Guarantee. That's for our Google Guarantee program, the pay-per-lead service. So that's coming at you right now. And so you wanted to start with the base program. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first off, let me get some text messages sent off to you. This 560-3761.
That's my voice, Google Voice, but you can text it to my regular number.
Okay, give me a second. What's your regular number?
My cell number is 210-727-0095. Yeah, I'm looking at my Google Business profile here. I got it says I got 2,190 views this last month, but only one phone call. So if people look at my profile, but they're not calling me, that's not good. It's probably because it's just not really set up. It's not professional. So I don't know.
97% of people stay on the first page of Google, right? So if you're not showing on the first page, they're not going to see you. I didn't even see a Google Business profile for you, though. So is it listed under As You Wish Moving?
Yeah, it is. Right now I'm looking at my Google Business profile, and it says that I've had 2.19K views, 927 searches, and 3,220 activity. But for all these views, I didn't get really any phone calls or anything. So
I'm
kind of curious about that.
Google Business profile right now. Alright, here it is. 4725 Rittman Road. Is that you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Alright, give me a second. Alright, the website, it looks like you're using the Facebook page. Alright.
Oh, look, I got one phone call. Now I remember. I didn't know where this phone call came from. I got one phone call.
Weird. It's not. You said how many reviews? Because I'm not showing your reviews on the Google Business profile.
Oh, my reviews are on my Home Advisor.
Oh, on your Home Advisor page. Okay. Yeah.
But if you Google search me,
five reviews, right? On there.
Yeah, if you Google search me, then those reviews pop up, and that's something else that I was curious about. If I could spread those reviews onto my Google reviews or not.
You can't. So what would have to happen, I get asked that so much, if we could transfer reviews, can't do it. So what would have to happen, we use a request for view function on your tracking system. So you just click request for view, you put the client's name, their phone number, or email, and it's going to send them a pre-made message, which has a link to your Google Business profile to leave a 5-star review, right?
Awesome.
The only thing, if you run into where they're like, hey, it's not working, they have to be logged into a Gmail account in order to leave the review. So if they're like on a Yahoo or something, it won't allow them to. Yeah. Okay. So you already have a Google Business profile. That's good. What we would do, I didn't see it before. So we're going to walk you through how to add us on as manager to it. So you still own it. That way, you still own it. We just manage it. That way we can optimize it for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, what were you saying again? I'm sorry, I was reading your email.
So the Google Business profile, what's going to happen is we'll walk you through how to add us on as manager to it. So you still own it, manage it. That way we can optimize it for you.
Okay.
Okay, and same deal with the Facebook page. You still own the Facebook page, we just manage it. That way we can run the Facebook advertising for you, and we'll link that to your tracking system. So anytime you add a photo or new promotion, it's going to automatically post to Google, Facebook, and your website. It's really easy to use.
I see. Okay.
All right. So let me get these other texts sent to you. This next one, Ernie, is going to be my direct line and extension. I will be your account lead on this. So anytime you have questions, just call me directly. Save that in your phone when you get a chance. The text after that is going to be a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. It's going to show you the features you have on your tracking system and exactly how to use them. Very, very easy.
Okay.
And the third.
So I can get back to you tomorrow, I guess?
Yeah, you could call in. What will have to happen is you'll have to call to check availability, though. If we already filled the position, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to work with you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, so it's still open for now, but it could fill up today.
Well, we have a pre-qualified candidates list we're calling off of, so once we fill the position, we close the category off, just to clarify.
Okay. How long does it take for this category to open again?
Oh man, I've seen it go on one call. I've seen it take a couple weeks to fill, so it just depends on the territory and the category. Our average client retention rate is a little above 3 years, like 3.2 or something. So
okay.
That doesn't mean you can't get on the first page of Google using ads or Google Guarantee though, if we were working with somebody there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying like even if I use Google Ads or use their program, I still might be able to pop up on the first page?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Google Ads though will be pay per click. So you're going to have a daily allotted budget towards your ads. The thing is this year Google Ads raised their prices on the pay-per-click. So it could be around, you know, $5, $10 a click for each click that goes through. If you're more towards the top of like $10, I mean, with a $100 spend, you're looking at 10 clicks before you'd rotate off, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, I like the ones where you don't have to pay for the click, obviously.
Right, right. So with the Facebook advertising, the reason we're pushing that right now, we became a partner with Meta, and that one is 25 to 50 cents per click. So out of your $100 Facebook ad spend we put in there, out of $100, you're getting, you know, around 400 impressions or click to calls or click to more infos or click to messages, you know. So it's more lucrative. If that makes sense. Yeah.
So you're saying, yeah, it's for the Facebook anyways.
Yeah.
You're saying to do it this way where you just pay for the, well, you don't have to pay for the clicks, it's more lucrative for the customer.
Right, right. Because the $2.99 monthly, it's already allocating your Facebook ads, right? We put $100 towards the Facebook advertising for that. Plus you're getting the custom website design, you're getting the tracking and reporting system, the 60 directories. And most importantly, you're showing on the first page of Google organically, so you don't pay per click, call, lead, anything like that.
Makes sense.
Okay.
All right. So how do we get this going then?
Okay. So first thing I need to do is verify the business information and make sure we're branding you online correctly. Your Google business profile, you created that yourself, right? You have access to it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And the company name, the way you want it branded all across the internet, it's As You Wish Moving. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, right. Moving. Because moving seems to be what people are looking up when they type moving instead of movers.
Right. So. I've seen companies try to make their business name like Mover Near Me, right? And it doesn't work that way. Like you have to be optimized correctly in order to show up for those type of keywords. So we'll do all that.
Yeah, that's why I put moving instead of mover, you know.
right. Okay. And I see two different addresses. So you were PIN verified though at the 4725 Rittman Road in San Antonio 78281. Do you want that address showing or hidden?
Yeah, it's fine. You can show that address. It's supposed to be 4725. When I first started it up though, I accidentally put 4715, I think. So I had to change the address.
Oh, it's 4725 on there.
Oh, okay. But you said there's two of them?
Yeah. So the other address I see is 8706 Wellesley Manor Drive.
Yeah, that's my home address. I don't really want that on there.
Got you. Okay.
I don't know why that's on there.
Yeah, let me see. Let me do a scan. Oh, it's just showing on your Home Advisor page. That's where that one came from.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why that's on there for Home Advisor.
All 60 directories we submit you to, though, we'll make sure it's the 4725 Rittman Road. Okay, because that's important for your Google scan. It's got to all match up. Name, address, phone number, website, and keyword phrases. All right, I have your Facebook page right here. We're able, like I mentioned, to do a 50-mile radius max. You're willing to travel that far for new clients?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So yeah, that's no problem.
All right. And are you doing, is it all moving, or are you doing moving and storage?
Moving and storage.
moving and storage. And you're doing like out of state moving, like long distance moves, local moves. Is that all correct?
Yeah, we do that sometimes. Perfect. Yeah, I just send some guys out on that with their rental.
And I see on Facebook the picture of your truck. I'm sure you have more pictures too, right? Of your like wrap jobs, et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got more pictures. I just, you know, I forget to take pictures sometimes. I just get focused on the job. I just moved the whole gear shop a couple days ago. I should have got some pictures there. That was three loads.
Oh, wow. Three loads with that truck? That's on your Facebook page? It's a big...
Yeah. I have the biggest truck that you can get for moving.
Man, that's crazy.
So,
three loads. Wow.
Yeah, it was... It would have been two loads, but we were extra careful with some of the stuff, so we just lightly packed on the second load. But it was still an awful... It was a whole thrift store, like the big... I don't know. It must have been like 5,000 square feet or something, maybe more.
Wow.
Huge place.
Well, that's a good...
With nothing but big furniture.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I gave him a steal over deal. I gave him a really low rate, so helped him out. So
that's good.
He's supposed to give me more business.
There you go. Do you have a logo currently or no?
No. I have a cousin in Austin. He's a professional artist. So I'm going to have him do the logo. When he gets around to it.
So we offer logo creation at no additional charge, too. So what we can do is just, like, once he draws it up, we can kind of digitize it for you. And we can give you your options of us creating one, too. And, again, it's at no additional charge.
Okay.
So it's up to you. Either way.
Well, I mean, like, as you wish, I'm kind of going with the whole, like a genie theme.
Oh,
so.
Okay. That's good stuff.
It's like... As you wish moving, I was thinking of like having a genie like holding like a box truck with a cloud or something in one hand and like happy people in the other. I don't know. Something not too creepy though, but I don't know. Something along that.
That sounds cool.
I'm not trying to scare my customers, right?
Yeah, I don't think
but,
scare them, man.
But something interesting.
Right. No, I think that's a great idea. Just for account purposes, Ernie, your first name, do you spell that E-R-N-I-E? Is that right?
Yeah, it's E-R-N-I-E.
Got it. And what's your last name, Ernie?
Garcia.
Got it. G-A-R-C-I-A?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So the next step, what I'm going to do is I'm going to assign a technician to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. This is where
I get people basically.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so you were saying? No, it's all right. You were saying about the tech?
Oh, what they're going to do is they're going to go over, like, the keyword phrases, how you want your website to look. They'll go over your options with the logo, et cetera. Okay?
Awesome. Is there any way we could come down on that price a little bit for this first month, that $299? Because, like, I just really don't have a lot of fun. I spent all my money on marketing yesterday, like $1,000 a time. Almost, so I just wish that I would have caught you all day earlier.
Right. That's the best possible rate that I can do. We do have something here called corporate pricing. It's usually a multi-location discount when you sign up three or more locations. What it does, long story short, it would bring it down by $50 to $249 a month. I can message my director, Christian. If I get an approval on that, though, would that be enough for you to move forward?
I can look. So what does this three locations mean?
So normally it's a multi-location discount, like if you sign up three different locations, right? So, for example, we have a company called Extra Space Storage. We do all their online marketing. They have 1,600 locations nationwide, so they get, like, a price break.
Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness. So they're using 1,600 locations with y'all?
Yeah. Extra Space.
That's incredible.
A little over 1,600. We also, I'm not sure if you've heard of Vivint. That's one of our other bigger accounts.
Yes.
I'm not sure how many locations they have, but I know it's a ton, you know.
Well, I mean, I have a thrift shop, too, that I'm starting. So right now I've been accumulating items in three storage units.
Right.
And I'm trying to, what do you call it? I'm trying to So I made a deal with the storage company, obviously, so I can get them customers. But I'm also trying to get stuff out of my storage that I have there and move it to a location to start selling thrift shop items. So that's kind of like a side hustle. Yeah, because I have this truck, so I mean I can use it for different things, whether it's moving junk with my trailer or moving items for a thrift shop. So I just kind of did all of them.
Yeah, so
it's a lot of work.
Shop as well. So with the multi-location discount, it's $249 per location in business, right?
Okay.
So what I'm messaging my director is to get you an approval on doing the multi-location discount for your single location. That's what you want, right?
I mean, I wouldn't mind having my other companies listed and going with y'all, if we can get one going, because like I was trying to say, I'm doing a lot right now, and it all comes down to my workers, you know, actually doing what they're supposed to. That's what makes my job a little harder. I have to run around and start, you know, picking up a cleaning lady or whatever it may be. I cannot clean a house to save my life, so I just have to find someone. But I have a... Yeah, as stereotypical as that is, yeah, I tell you what, it's true, man. All my female friends, they always clean everything, and the guy friends make a mess.
Right, right.
That's a given, yeah. But when it comes, I have a cleaning service that I offer and a thrift shop, and those two services are very important to me as well, besides the junk removal. So, I mean, I'm kind of doing a whole lot, but... Once it gets going, it's really going. That's why I'm doing all this. But the discount for more than one business would be great, because if I could market my cleaning services, because when you pay for cleaning services leads, they're pricey. They're like $70, you know. So, but if I could build that up and get some of my cleaning people more jobs, more consistent jobs, that would be awesome. And then if I can get more advertisement done and more of my items sold out of my thrift shop or my future thrift shop, because I have three units right now, mm-hmm. 220 and 130, but all full of stuff. So I'm trying to transfer that over into a physical location. So what y'all are doing might be able to...
And the moving jobs, or just curious?
Yeah. It's a hack, man. I tell you what, a lot of movers don't capitalize on just how much stuff people throw away, but also junk jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't tell all my customers. Some of them kind of know what's going on.
Right.
That's how college hunts makes all their money.
Right.
Because they have a junk and moving service.
They do a big Google advertising campaign too. I've seen them all over, you know.
But the thing about it is that people throw away a lot of good stuff. You know, I got a $600 bar. I got a $4,000 Samson smart refrigerator that I'm fixing compressor on it.
Right.
I got washing machine. I got, you know, all kinds of couches, $200 couches. I got, you know, people are not very good with money. Not everyone's good with money. So that's where people like me can rise to the top. You know, we can just capitalize on people's spending and money handling abilities. So, you know, it is what it is, you know, but you charge someone, you take their items, and then you store their items, and then you turn around, fix them, and sell them, and then, you know, you're making double money. So, you know, it's kind of maybe it's a little frowned upon, but I tell you what, for someone that's just like coming from nothing and you know, an entrepreneur spirit, man, this is gold.
Yeah,
this is, you know,
at all, man. You're capitalizing on all your, you know, every opportunity. That's good. That's good for sure, man.
Yeah, man. So like one business basically works off the other business, and then I make deals to you, and there's places to buy stuff cheaper, or I might see something at Goodwill. Like there's many avenues. It just opens up a door to those other avenues too. You start making connections, and before you know it, you're buying stuff from China, you know, and it really cheap and selling it over here or something, you know. So there's all sorts of
you know, wriggle room in the thrift shop market right now. And that's something I'd like to tap into slowly but surely. So the three businesses that I would like to hyper-focus marketing on would be obviously the moving company and junk removal. Those are like one entity. And then the other two would be the cleaning services and the thrift shop stuff, because I can't have my stuff just sitting there not being sold.
Right.
So
give me one second. Artie, just so you know, too, I got an approval from my director, Christian, while we were talking. He wants to wish you and your business a profitable 2022. I let him know, too, you have three businesses, but you wanted to start with one location, right?
Yeah,
so I'm going to put all that in the notes. I'm resending you the email. It's just going to have the up. It's going to be everything. Everything's the same, so we didn't take anything out. It's just going to say corporate pricing, and it'll have the discounted rate on there for you. Okay?
Okay. So eventually we can move forward and get all three businesses set up with y'all, like on their own accounts, I guess.
Correct. So
yeah,
once
so that's
going to
be
quiet, it's easier to sign up no matter what the category is and the area that you're in, because we'll out-program, right? But yeah, we can definitely do the cleaning and the thrift store once you're ready to get those rolling. I already let them know about it. Are they all the same area, I'm assuming, right? That's what I let them know.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was going to ask. Is it even going to be open, or are those already filled?
Right. So I messaged them. I let them know it was cleaning in San Antonio and also a thrift store in San Antonio, and he said you would be good to go.
Wow. I'm surprised. I mean, you would think San Antonio would have, like, a crap load of cleaning people trying to fill up all the marketing areas.
The only thing, though, so I need to tell you, because I have a couple clients that do multi locations. So for each business, right, what will have to happen is you'll need a different address for us to pin verify you at. We can't pin verify three different businesses at the same address, if that makes sense.
Okay. I don't know if I could use my storage facility as an address. I mean, I'm sure that they take the mail for me.
Well, the thrift store, so that's an actual that's going to be an actual storefront, right, that people go into, or is it a storage facility? I forget what you said.
It's a store. I have three storage units, and I open all three of them up, and then people just drive through and pick out stuff, and then they leave.
Yeah. So. If it doesn't work with that address, because, for example, if the storage place is already PIN verified, you can't
verify
another business there. So if it doesn't work, one way around it, okay, is you could use your home address, and we just hide the address online. That way people are calling and going to your website. Now, that's the second thing I was going to tell you. You do just need a different phone number to brand. You're good because you already have a Google Voice number. But we also offer tracking numbers at no additional charge if need be for your third business. Okay?
Okay.
So what we just – all you need to know is when you're ready to do the other two or one at a time or whatever it is, just call me and we'll make it all work. We have ways around it or whatever, you know.
Okay, that's awesome. And I do want to get an actual physical location for the thrift shop. But, I mean, I have to start selling stuff, and it has to start, you know, I have to start being seen and, you know, selling stuff to get that done, because it has to be making money for me to, spend even more money.
Right? You're not going to go
that
way.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying for sure. But I got you starting out for the As You Wish moving. You're in at that corporate pricing, the $249 rate. That will never go up on you. Now, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today – is it your name on the card or one of your business names or both?
It's my name.
Okay. Is there a middle initial on the card, Ernie?
No, I don't think so. If there is, it'd be I can look at it. It's right here in my hand. Let me look.
All right. And is it also, too, is it Ernie or
Ernie
on the card?
It's Ernie. S. And like I was going to say earlier, people see Garcia, you know. They look at me, they won't start talking Spanish, but they hear the name, they start talking to me in Spanish, and I'm like, yeah, yeah. I can't
I can't speak Spanish to save my life either, man. So I need a Mexican woman, I guess, that can cook, clean, and speak Spanish for me. I don't know, man. But
yeah, I know I know C. That's a yes. You know, I don't know much either.
I can tell when they get mad at me because everything starts going high pitch and they start talking really fast. But
for sure. Oh, the billing address, is it the same address you were PIN verified at, the 4725 Rittman Road?
Yeah. I mean, everyone can agree. I think Latino women, man, they have attitude sometimes. My goodness.
Yeah. Oh, the card you'll be using, Ernie, is it? I didn't even know what to say to that. You know, like I'm not. Oh, the.
I know, right? I'm recorded live. You're gonna pop up on a YouTube video.
Yeah. My boss is Christian Hernandez too. I'm like, I better not say nothing there. See, you know.
Yeah, the Young Turks is going to have your recorded line interview on social, all over YouTube. That'd be crazy, but let's see.
Man, got to be politically correct always, you know what I'm saying?
Nowadays, yeah, man. I kind of envy the old times, man, when people could just kind of do what they want a little bit, but everyone had, like, more respect. Now, people can't do what they want, and people have even less respect. It's kind of a bad combination.
What I think is crazy, because I got a 12-year-old son, right, and he, man, so he's playing his video game, right, and he's, like, talking to people, like, all over the place, and, like, I told him, I was like, man, when I was a kid, if I wanted somebody to play a video game with me, they had to come over, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy, the times change, man, you know?
What weirds me out is that everyone's getting more naked, everyone's cussing more, you know, and everyone's having less respect. But at the same time, you have to have, you know, more respect for other things and be more careful and walk on eggshells. So it's like,
right. It's
just weird. But hopefully, you know, society comes around. I think they're just being shocked from social media. You know, the humans weren't made for having so many people that they talk to, and they weren't also made to have so much dopamine and serotonin, you know, hits every couple of seconds. Off TikTok.
Watching YouTube all day, you know, and man, yeah, I get exactly what you're saying for sure, you know.
Yeah.
The card you'll be using, Ernie, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's Visa.
All right. I'm ready Visa. For the card number.
Yeah, and I just. Sure. I spent an awful lot of money yesterday, so I have another job coming up in a few days, so let's see if it works, man. If it goes through, it goes through, man. So we'll try it out.
Okay.
But I should be. How long will it take before I get customer calls or whatever?
Oh,
pretty soon.
So very soon. So you're gonna get your timelines and your invoice. So within 3 to 5 days, we're gonna have you submitted to the 60 directories, and your custom website will be up and running. Within 7 to 10 days, we have your Facebook ads launch. That's usually when the calls start happening. Is in that 7 to 10 day mark.
Okay.
For the organic map section on the first page of Google. The timeline we send in writing is 30 to 45 days, but we like to
under-promise
and over-deliver. So all my clients see results way faster, you know? Yeah.
So like 2 weeks?
That's what I usually
see. So basically, I'm not really going to start seeing like big results until about another month?
No. You're going to be
for like a month
results on your online presence in just 3 to 5 days. And the calls and the inquiries are going to start happening within 7 to 10 days.
Okay, but what I mean is, like, in 7 to 10 days, the calls are going to start coming in, but, like, after a month is when it actually starts picking up even more?
Well, yeah, it's in that first month, you know, because we're doing all the programming. You already have a Google Business profile, so we don't have to wait for the PIN verification code and for you to give that to us. Like, you're going to have way faster results.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, as long as I can get my money back, I'm good for it. So.
Gotcha. Well, just to clarify, so, and I read in the voice verification, the $249, it's non-refundable. The reason why is because
you
can put that into your Facebook ads, you know, et cetera.
No, I mean, like, as long as I can get the business, you know, because I'm going to go do the work, you know.
No, you will. You will. You're going to love this program. For sure. I look forward
to it. Yeah, because I mean, I'm just,
you're thrifting.
I've taken chances with different things. And,
you know.
I tell you what, yeah, I mean, if this is golding for my moving company, then I'll just start throwing the other stuff in there, because, you know, I mean, I've been doing all right, but I haven't been doing good. And maybe this is what I need to kind of push me to the next level.
It definitely is.
Because marketing
goes is Google takes, when they need something, you know.
I just need, I need more. I don't have enough. That's kind of the balance right now. The hard thing right now is balancing enough work for my employees, my, or like my independent contractors, you could say, keep them busy enough, you know, to where I have consistent work for them. If I could get more consistent work with my moving company, then I could also have some of the same workers focusing on my other companies.
That's
and get more workers, you know, because right now it's just,
not for sure.
Yeah, because marketing,
yeah,
I just can't, it's just hard to do everything, you know. I need something, you know, to kind of fill in the gaps that I can't fill because I'm just so occupied with everything else.
You
so.
Know, that's why we're in business, right? Because you got all these hats, you're dealing with the customers, you're, you know, you're managing these three businesses, right? Like, we take the load off of you of having to do all this online advertising, and we take care of all of it. It's like a one-stop shop. You know, this is exactly what
yeah, yeah, I'm totally,
yeah.
I'm totally cool with that, and I totally see that. I completely see the value in that. Like, I'm more than happy to pay for something like that, obviously. I mean, it's like, you don't even have to sell me, you know, that's you know, it's exactly what people like me need, so.
Right. No, you'll love it, man. All right, so Visa, I'm ready for that card number when you are, Ernie.
Okay, it's going to be 4430,
mm-hmm.
4500,
okay.
6179,
mm-hmm.
4623.
Expiration?
In it's January of 2025.
All right, 2025. And the three-digit code on the back.
957.
All right. So what I'm doing now, Ernie, is I'm coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to
okay.
your technician, processing the payment, and I will read
okay.
the voice verification to you now. So the voice
okay.
verification reads like this. Welcome to local/ voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service
okay.
agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
As you wish, moving.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Ernie Garcia, I'm the owner of the business.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I can let y'all know what kind of marketing I got going on.
Yeah, all it is we don't want you to pay for the same thing twice. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Thanks, man. I know Google has been telling me a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Google doesn't make outbound calls to small businesses, so you got to be careful. Some companies will call saying they're Google and they're not, you know. So we have.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. We really have you covered. If you ever get a call asking you for one more cent regarding Google, just hang up and call us back. You know.
Okay.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is March 23rd, 2022, in the non-refundable
okay.
discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum Package. When the term
right.
is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, as long as I can upgrade to the year, yeah, no problem.
Oh, yes. We're on a recorded line, right? So you can upgrade to the year at any time. You don't want to really upgrade to the 3 month anymore because it's a lower rate, right? The 3 month, 800, you're paying $249. So that one doesn't really make sense now. But the 6 month or the year, absolutely, you know? All right. So I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We are going to strive month in and month out to make this a long-term relationship with you. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. I did get an error code back, though. I think you kind of...
Yeah.
It came back as the code it gave me was insufficient funds. So.
Yeah, I go figure, man. I got to check my account then.
Okay. Do you have a different card to secure the position with, or...
No, that's it, man. Like I said, I'm all in right now, man. I'm on a hefty game of blackjack, man. I guess I'm all in right now. I mean, I'm just, you know, sometimes I got $2,000 in that account. Sometimes I got -$100. It's just kind of, it's just very random, you know, so.
Right. Is that because of, what other, I see you're doing Home Advisor. Is that what's kind of draining it out?
Yeah, so there. I imagine they're draining me, but also, let's see here. I just bought signs yesterday. Signs?
I remember you told me, like 5,000 signs, right? Something like that.
Something, like 1,000.
1,000.
But it was like a, what was it? No, not 1,000 signs. Yeah, maybe 1,000. But they're kind of pricey though. I think it's like, you know, I don't know how much it was, like, 1,000 per 500 or something. I don't know what it was. So I spent a lot of money already. I wish I just would have spent it on y'all instead, but
right.
You know, one day too late, I guess. Let me see what I can do here. Can I pay a partial payment or no?
No, unfortunately not. They used to allow partial payments. They took that out like, what was it? Like 3 months ago in the beginning of the year. Yeah.
Okay. I can check what I do have. Maybe I can get money, borrow from a friend or something.
Give me a second here.
Because, I mean, I don't want y'all to fill up as an issue.
Right. Well, I'm looking at what we can do. So what I can do is I can take basically the Facebook ads off. That way we get started on the website, the 60 directories, the Google front page placement, and the map in your tracking system. That would, if you take Facebook ads off, that takes 100 off of it, which would be 149, right? And you can always, like, once you have the money a couple days from now, we can just throw that into the Facebook ads, if that makes sense.
Yeah, let's see here. Signs. Yeah, those signs wipe me out, man. I have to make a phone call, I guess.
Okay.
Let's see. Man, I just had $1,000 in my account yesterday. Now it's already down to 10. Wow. That's, yeah. So, yeah, I got wiped out $1,000 in a day, which is, it happens.
You know, I'll tell you this too. If you're set on the signs, you know what I'm saying? I support your decision 100%. But if you're kind of regretting the signs, you just paid for them yesterday, right?
I mean, yeah, I can try to take the signs back to the dude and see if he can refund me momentarily, just so I can get.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, but I can talk to him, I guess. I'll give him a call and see if he can work with me. Just how much would I have to pay?
Lowest $149 if I take the Facebook ads off. I already messaged Christian too, my boss, just to let him know the situation.
Okay.
$149, that's going to be everything minus the Facebook ads. That could at least get you in the door, right? But with the Facebook ads, it would be $249 out the door. That's what you need.
Okay. Well, what I could do is I could get a payment for one of my future jobs.
Okay.
Like half in advance. And then, let me give you a call. Can you call me back? I'm going to see what I can do.
Yeah, I can do that for sure. What time do you want me to call back at? I'm going to lunch right now. So
probably an hour. I'm going to take this phone call. I might be a customer.
Awesome. So, yeah, I'll go to lunch and I'll call you right back, okay? All right, sir.
Talk to you soon.
All right.